like, you know, there's like, you're seeing what's happening, but like the result of like a game is like so easily rigged.
Yeah. We'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm just laughing. I just think your slot machines are so stupid. I don't know anybody's ever won those slot machines. I actually do. That's a lie. I do. I just hate them because I've never won.
It's like, you ever watched Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
You know when Ray is on the VLTs?
Nope.
You don't know when Ray is on the VLTs? Ricky. It's a Trailer Park Boys classic. Like, what the heck? Yeah, here, Ricky, take a mic and be honest.
To be honest, I've only seen like 5 episodes of the first season. So I have watched, but not a lot.
Are the Trailer Park Boys Canadian?
I think so, but I just want to point out Zach's currently pulling up the video right now, so I'm about to watch it.
Yeah, well, it's really important because it's something I wanted to discuss. First of all, yes, Chris, the Trailer Park Boys are Canadian. They're Canadian icons, actually.
Canadian content.
They're absolute Canadian icons from Nova Scotia. They brought Rush onto their episode because Alex Lifeson of Rush is also a Canadian icon. Anyways, the reason I bring up Trailer Park Boys and the VLTs is there's a famous quote from this episode of Trailer Park Boys where Ricky, one of the main characters in Trailer Park Boys, his dad, Ray, is hooked onto the VLTs, which is video lottery somethings. I don't know what the T stands for, but no, it's not toys. Anyways, there's a famous quote, and I'm gonna play a snippet of... Anyways, I'm going to play a snippet of that scene right now, and we'll get back on the mic after I play a snippet of that scene. Let me get it going. We'll be right back.
Ray was supposed to go up to the bar and get his drinks. Julian gave him lecture money, but he's wheeling there and he veers into the fucking VLT room and dumps money into the machine.
Ray, what the fuck you doing, man? Lost all the lecture money, boys.
What?
That's the way she goes.
That's the way she goes?
That's right. That's the way she goes. That's what I said.
So you lost all our drink money is what she goes. She's gone.
Right. It's the way she goes. Sometimes she goes, sometimes it doesn't. She didn't go. It's the way she goes.
Well, I guess we're going the fuck home then.
Corey, get him out of here.
It's going to be the best night ever. Now it's the worst night ever. The fucking way she goes, he said. The fucking way she goes. Goddamn erections. Room the night.
See here. A little bit of a tiny fire. We're going to fix it up. Fuck off.
Right. Set up a relief station back at the host. You're welcome to bunk out there tonight if you want.
No, I don't think so, Jimmy.
It's because I don't have a ramp?
No, Jimmy, it's because I don't like you, buddy. I'd rather sleep in the goddamn ground. Let's go. Out of here, lady. Get. Randy, get. Yeah, I know this looks fucked up right now, but it's not that bad. I mean, it's pretty fucked, but you know, I'm sorry now. Can't believe this happened. The way she goes, buddy. Fucking way she goes.
Okay, anyways, we're back on the mic.
Well,
just played that scene from Trailer Park Boys.
Were you saying that's the way she goes all day? Or
yes.
Like,
yes.
You started that?
So, anyways.
Because I was just saying that because that is the way she goes.
No, this is why I say it, and this is why I bring this up. And it's because I think it's important to maintain a life philosophy. Like, Ray, I lost my $80 at the casino, but it's just the way she goes. Sometimes she goes, sometimes she doesn't, but it's just the way she fucking goes sometimes, you know? And yeah, that's basically why I played that clip. And it's what I was saying all day. And I think it's an important attitude to even maintain throughout other hard periods of your life. You know, sometimes things don't go as planned. Some life will never go as planned. You don't really have control over your life. You kind of got to surrender to it because it's just the way she goes sometimes, you know. Sometimes she goes, sometimes she doesn't. In that clip I just played at the end, it showed two clips from Trailer Park Boys. And Ray's house is on fire. It just caught fire. It burnt down after he lost all his money at the VLTs. And, you know, it's just the way she goes. Sometimes she goes, sometimes she doesn't. And it's important to accept that.
Too close to what could have happened. We're out at the VLTs and the apartment burns down.
Yeah, I'd hope not, but if it
we
did,
can't become the Trailer Park Boys.
There's nothing really you could do, right? It's already happened, so it's just
that's
the way
she
goes.
Yeah.
Ricky, you got anything to say about this life philosophy real quick?
It's the way she goes. Sometimes she goes, sometimes she fucking doesn't go. It's just the way she goes, boys. Like, I've been saying that for years. That's the first time I see any of that. It's beautiful in context now. I feel so much better about using it. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I've been saying it to you for years. I'm surprised you didn't know where it was coming from. Those of you out there listening to us right now still, thank you, first of all, for listening to us throughout this talking segment. And I hope you appreciate the Trailer Park Boys. Some of you might be fans, if any of you are out there. Some of you might not be, but I think it's important to, like I said, take Ray's philosophy to heart. And just remember, it's just the way she goes sometimes. If something just went wrong in your life, don't worry about it, because sometimes she goes and sometimes she doesn't. But it's just the way she goes, yeah.
CKUT. 90.3 FM. It's 5:07 in the morning. And that's the way she goes.
What show is this?
This is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Hope you're having a good morning.
Child, so begins the braiding, and in that braiding. older, I'm not getting wet. Looks like a date is set. Show the ferret to the egg, I'm not getting let alone.
Thank you. pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off Annie. Take a load. Crazy Chester followed me, and he cut me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
deepest ocean, the bottom of the sea. Thank you.
on the microphone here at about 5:27 in the morning. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. This is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on Thursday. How do you do, Chris?
All right. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just taking it all in, taking this episode in, taking these times with my friends in. And there's something I've been reflecting on, actually. It's been a really interesting thing and has really picked my brain lately. Do you know what it is?
What?
Take a guess.
Skilled labor. Flow states.
Oh, true. That's a good one, actually, that we spoke about today, but it was actually something else.
What?
What, you ask?
I ask what, yeah.
And to this I shall answer. What has been picking my brain lately has been this darn crate challenge. What the fuck is going on? Why are we climbing crates? Where are these milk crates coming from?
I've asked this numerous times, and like, it's always this question's dismissed. But, oh, like every dep and like store and everything like has these milk crates, but like in this quantity, and like you're stealing like mass quantities of them to like make these giant things. I don't know, but like I feel like people leave them after doing the challenge and getting hurt, and then like these are like accumulating, and it just keeps on like,
well, I wouldn't say they're accumulating. I don't think people are just leaving milk crates around. I think they're a pretty hot commodity. Like, if I saw a milk crate lying around, I would take it. It's a pretty useful tool to have around the house. I use milk crates, you know, as stools, as ladders, to, if I'm, like, you know, doing some painting activities, I use crates to reach the top of my letters, you know. Do things like that. I use crates to put my records. I use crates on the back of a bicycle.
Also, the point though that like there's not, I usually don't see many like behind, you know, stores and whatnot, because they are a hot commodity and people rush to take them.
How did this crate challenge start?
I really don't know. It's probably a TikTok thing.
Ricky?
I don't know, but you can go on like knowyourmeme.com.
All right, I'm going to pass you the microphone, and you can talk a little bit about your thoughts on this challenge in the meantime.
I was at the gym the other day, and my friend showed me, and I thought it was just a funny video. I didn't realize that everybody was doing it. I saw some compilations. You guys need to stop doing that. Sometimes when people get seriously injured and the video always stops before you see the extent of the injuries, but you know it's bad. You just know it's bad. So, don't do it.
It just looks like a really painful thing to fall on, like just a milk crate right in your side or like in your back. Like, I feel like, oh. And something I've noticed is in some videos, like people have like the tallest row of milk crates being 5 and other people have it 6, and the ones that are 6 are fucking crazy.
I saw one where a guy was at the top, and he was just standing still. Just ran over and kicked it. He kicked the bottom crate, and the guy he just ate shit. The guy shat. He fell on a crate. Like, the chances you're gonna fall on a crate are so high because there's so many. It's like, what's that game called where you have to throw a ball in the air and then like move the jacks? You know what I mean? It's like that. It's like you're spikes. You're standing on spikes. You fall and then they're just scattered all over the floor.
Yeah, it's called the jacks.
Yeah, it's like jacks. It's like human jacks. And the jacks are just as spiky and just as dangerous. Somebody needs to stop this.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy thing. From what I'm looking at right now, apparently it started August 1st. But I think I only started really seeing it in the span of 2 days. This pre-recorded episode is actually going to be on a week later than... So the Career Challenge has probably been going on for quite some time now once this is going to be on the radio.
Maybe somebody who's listening to this has already seen it and also gotten hurt by it.
There might be a new challenge already.
That's true.
But, yeah, so apparently the Milk Crate Challenge began... I don't know, there's one as early as August 16th. You know, doesn't feel like it's been that long. Anyways, I hope no one's broken their back or their necks doing this Milk Crate Challenge, because I'm sure some people have broken their bones all for the clout.
For the TikTok. Used to be for the Vine, now it's for the TikTok.
Skilled labor.
Skilled labor, walking up crates. It is. The people, like, have you seen ones of, like, people successfully doing it?
Like, no.
I saw a woman, in, like, there's a video of a woman in heels doing it, like.
In heels?
Yeah.
I've seen people successfully do it on video. I was at the park the other night, and I showed up kind of late. My friends were there. And there was apparently $190 down at that point because no one had gotten the crate challenge yet.
Wow.
And the first person to get it would just win the money that accumulated throughout the night. And it got to the point where there was $190 down and no one had done it yet.
And you weren't going to be the first?
No, I'm not really trying to break my back right now. It seems painful and not worth it for, you know, the
190.
I don't think the risks outweigh the rewards outweigh the risks, I should say.
Somebody could take a video and you could go viral. And then, yeah.
It's possible.
That's invaluable. But you didn't
I'm
do
not
it.
Worth it. I do other stupid things for that I shouldn't do. So I guess it. I don't know why I'm not doing
sound kind of like a murderer.
No, I'm not a murderer. I just do stupid activities sometimes that aren't really.
Not a murderer, just a hoodlum.
Just a little hoodlum that likes to, you know, put a medium on a surface, some would say.
Chef.
Yeah, I'm a chef. That's it.
A hot surface.
I use sharp knives.
A medium pan on a hot surface.
Exactly.
Chef Zach.
Yeah, sometimes people do things that are risky just for the risk of it because it's fun. And to all of those of you out there doing the Milk Crate Challenge, I'm not hating on you because I could understand where you're coming from. And it's okay that you're doing it. It's okay that you're pursuing your dreams and passions of climbing milk crates for those views. And that's all good. Anyways, that was a little silly tidbit. Gonna get into a song a friend of mine made recently. I haven't even listened to it yet, but he asked me to play it on the show. It's produced by my friend Jackson, who's been working on a fair share of music these days. He's been working with some local Montreal rappers who are up and coming, some would say. I have to just find their names. So, yeah, it's by Jackson, my friend. Lil Maui, Fuck John and Trap Matt Savior. That's the artist on the song. Chris, I might have heard the song. Not sure, but Jackson asked me to play it on the radio, so I'm going to put it on. I don't really know what the title of the song is, but here it comes. You don't have to say anything.
No, let's see what it is. Maybe we can try to guess the name afterwards.
All right. Well, let's listen to the song. Maybe talk about it after, depending on if it's good, if it's bad. Sure, it's good.
All right.
Jackson's a great musician. It's 5:37 in the morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers. Let's get into the track by Jackson Jackson.
You're a magician, Jackson.
I scan that nigga when I was a kid. I'll take a risk, just make it flip. And who's on my dick? I just want one, bitches ain't no shit. I had a dream with a rally in my wrist. Had a dream in LA, she wanna leave, but it ain't okay. I wanna count bands, it's stay J.A. Bitch, I'm clean, just I came in, no way it's safe. Roll up blunt, yeah, nigga, I face it. What's a man without no nigga, see you ain't on gang shit. Leave my bitch without no makeup. Nigga, I'm hot and I'm in the shit. I come take your pick. Wanna get high till I can't feel nothing. Smoke full zip, can't feel my lungs. Yo, we to the sun. Caught him lacking, then he run. Bitch, I make a movie like I'm Tarantino. Hit a front of back, you know that shawty singing C-notes. Bitches, fuck John and his. Nice to meet you. And how's you doing? You cannot play with.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. The song was cutting out for some reason. Here's to hoping it doesn't this time. Stay tuned. CKT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whisketeers.
You're a magician, Jackson.
I scan that nigga when I was a kid. I'll take a risk, just make it flip. I could have 10 hoes on my dick. I just want one, bitches ain't no shit. I had a dream with a rally in my wrist. Had a dream, not done that late. She wanna leave, but it ain't okay. I wanna count bands, it's stay in J.A. Bitch, I'm clean just like Olay. I came in, no way it's safe. Roll up blunt, yeah, nigga, I face it. What's a man without no patience? Take a seat, you ain't on gang shit. Love my bitch without no makeup. Nigga, I'm hot and I'm in the shit. Wanna get high, come take your pick. Wanna get high till I can't feel nothing. Smoke full zip, can't feel my lungs. No, we stayed up to the sun. Caught him like. And then he run. Bitch, I make a movie like I'm Tarantino. Hit her from the back, you know that shawty singing C-notes. Bitches, fuck John, and it's very nice to meet you. But how's you doing? You cannot play with me, who is you fooling? We in the cup, but you know I stay bullet. Make for this shit, but you know that I do it. If you gon' cross me, hit you with the deuces, yeah. I'm speaking the truth, bitches bigger than music, yeah. With me cause I dropped the top, yeah. Shawty fucking with me cause I count the guap, yeah. Shawty fucking with me cause I get a lot, yeah. I'm in love with money, I could never stop, yeah. Bitch, I've been getting to it. All you niggas lose, yeah. Say you getting money, boy, you don't know what you do, yeah. I can't even tell you about this shit that I've been moving. Yeah, I keep it groovy. I scanned that nigga when I was a kid. I'll take a risk, just make it flip. I could have 10 hoes on my dick. I just want one, bitches ain't no shit. I had a dream with a rollie in my wrist. Had a dream, I done that late. She wanna leave, but it ain't okay. I wanna count bands, it's DJ. Bitch, I'm clean just like Olay. I came in, don't worry, it's safe. Roll up blunt, yeah, nigga, face it. What's a man without no patience? Take a seat, you ain't on gang shit. Love my bitch without no make it, nigga, I'm hot and I'm in the shit. Wanna get high, come take your pick. Better watch how you talk to me. You know I'm a top shotter. Bitch, I am a grown man. You acting like you is a toddler. Only get these commas. Do it for my mama. Bitch, I feel like I'm a president. Bitch, I'm Obama. Shawty got back, ooh, like a llama. Niggas don't put in the work, they really got nothing to offer. Yeah, ooh, like, ha ha, you wasn't on the block, ha. Gotta stay 10 toes, watch out for the cops. Like,
I know I can't stress over no bitch. I know that I ain't never gonna switch. These bitches, yeah, they say that I'm up now. Nah, nigga, I'm uptown. Yeah, nigga, but I've been around. I scanned that nigga when I was a kid. I'll take a risk just to make it flip. I could have 10 hoes on my dick. I just want one. Bitches ain't no shit. I had a dream with a rollie in my wrist. Had a dream, I done that late. She wanna leave, but it ain't okay. I wanna count bands and stay in J.A. Bitch, I'm clean just like Olay. I came in, don't worry, it's safe. Roll a blunt, yeah, nigga, I face it. What's a man without no patience? Take a seat, you ain't on gay shit. Love my bitch without no make it. Nigga, I'm hot and I'm in the shit. Wanna get high, come take your pick.
All right, that was I figured out the title of the track. It's called Like Ha by Jackson Jackson. Ricky, what'd you think of that track?
Perfect.
Thank you, Ricky. Chris, you got anything to say?
Ha.
How are you doing tonight, Ricky, by the way? I don't think I asked you.
I'm doing fine.
You're going to start law school in a week?
Yep.
Let's get back into the music. CQT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears.
Come on. Give me the fortune, keep the fame, said my man Lewis. I agreed, know what he mean, because we lived the truest lie. I asked him why we follow the law of the bluest eye. He looked at me, he thought about it, was like I'm clueless. Why? The question was rhetorical, the answer is horrible. Our morals are out of place, I got a lot full of sorrow. And so tomorrow coming later than usual, waiting on someone to pity us. While we find the beauty in the hideous, they say money's the root of all evil, but I can't tell, you know what I mean? Pesos, franc shens, carry shells, dollar bills. Or is it the mind state that's ill, creating crime rates to fill the new prisons they build? Over money and religion, there's more blood that spills. The wounds of slaves and cotton fields that never heal. What's the deal? A lot of cats who buy records are straight broke, but my language universal, they be reciting my quotes while R&B singers hit bad notes. We rock the boat of thought that my man Lewis statements just provoke. Caught up in conversations of my personal worth, brought up through endangered species status on the planet Earth. Survival tactics means busting gaps to prove you hard. Your firearms are too short to box with God. Without faith, all of that is illusion. Raise my son, no vindication of manhood necessary.
Not strong,
only aggressive.
Not free,
we only licensed.
Not compassionate, only polite.
Now who the nicest?
Not good, but we'll behave.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave.
Still living like mental slaves. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis, making you look twice. I'm sure that everybody out listening agree that everything you see ain't really how it be. A lot of jokers out running in place, chasing the style. Be a lot going on beneath the empty smile. Most cats in my area be loving the hysteria. Synthesized surface conceals the interior. America, land of opportunity, mirages and camouflages more than usually. Speaking loudly, saying nothing, you confusing me, you losing me. Your game is twisted, want me enlisted and your usury. Foolishly, most men join the ranks cluelessly, but foolishly accept the deception, believe the perception. Reflection rarely seen across the surface of the looking glass. Walking the street, wondering who they be looking past. Looking gas with them imported designer shades on. Stars shine bright, but the light rarely stays on. Same song, just remix, different arrangement. Put you on the yacht, but they won't call it a slave ship. Strangeness, you don't control this, you barely hold this. Screaming brand new, when they just sanitize the old shit. Suppose it's just another clever Jedi mind trick that they've been running across stars through all the time. But I find it's distressing, there's never no in between. We either niggas or kings, we either bitches or queens. The deadly ritual seems immersed in the perverse, full of short attention spans, short tempers and short skirts. Long barrel automatics released in short bursts. The length of black life is treated with short work. Get yours first, them other niggas secondary. That type of illin that be filling up the cemetery. This life is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Separate the real from the lie, let me learn. You're not sure, only a cause the power ain't directed. That's why we are subjected to the will of the oppressive. Not free, we only licensed, not lie. We just exciting cause the captives own the masters to what we write. Not compassionate, only polite. We well trained, our sincerity's rehearsed and staged. It's just a game. Not good, but we'll behave cause the camera survey.
Most of the things that we think, do, or say, we chasing after depth just to call ourselves brave. But every day, next man meet with the grave. I give a damn if any fan recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory like that, y'all.
A lot of people don't understand the true criterion of things. Can't just accept their parents. Have to get the true essence.
Not strong,
only aggressive,
not free,
we only licensed,
not compassionate, only polite,
not who the nicest,
not good, but well behaved,
chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave,
they're living like mental slaves,
hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice, hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice, hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, yeah. Your come face. Stop hiding, yeah. Stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding your face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding face. Said it ain't no hiding place. 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 Said
we well trained.
No hiding place. But
Black Star
in your face. Yeah.
Stop Black Star keeps shining.
Stop hiding. Stop hiding in your face.
We take the Black Star line, ride on home. We take the Black Star line, ride on home. We take that Black Star line, ride on home. We take that Black Star line, ride on home. Yo.
Are you drifting? Or can you jump aboard the riffraff and sail, sail, and sail, and sail?
I want you to get together. Put your hands together one time. I want you to go.
the show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Zach.
I'm just kidding. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskers, and it is the end of our show. I'll be a bit more kind than that. That was just a small little joke. it was a chill episode, I'd say. What do you guys think of tonight's episode we just recorded over here?
Yeah, started off, I feel like everybody was a little close to falling asleep, but here we are, 2 hours later. Trucked right through.
Trucked right through. Hope all the truckers are there. Trucking right through. Keep on trucking. Shout out to you, Buno, if you're listening as well. I haven't shouted you out in a while. Hey, Ricky?
I think we shouted him out last episode, the one before.
You want to say hi to you, Buno?
Hiya, Buno. How you doing? Hope you're being a good boy. We love you.
Thank you, Ricky. Yeah, this episode was a chill one. It did go by pretty quickly at the start. I was pretty tired, but it flew by just like this summer, which has just ended and also flown by. Here's to the fall, which may also fly by, may not, but here's to it. And this is, you know, marking the start of the fall this episode, so let's get in that Whisketeers fall mood, find some fall my fall resolutions, find more music, get into a bigger music dive, you know. Fall is a time to be more with yourself, I find, and working on your creative projects, while summer is like a social period, kind of, at least for myself. So I'm hoping to find some more music to bring to all y'all's ears, and some fresh new funky tunes, some fresh new non-funky tunes, all the types of tunes. Come straight to those ears if you keep on listening to William Shatner's Whiskeyteers on CKUT 90.3 FM every week or every 2 weeks. Whenever we decide to be on the radio, we'll be there, and you'll be right there with you. I promise you that, with those new good old tunes that I'm going to find for you. Chris, you got anything to say before we mark the end of this episode?
I'll match you that autumn resolution and find more music. Present and
to enjoy for yourself as well, not only to present, but I think it's really important to just find music to enjoy for yourself.
That's true,
because I do love those. I find with the change of seasons, every time there's a nice change of seasons, I was saying this to you earlier, but I'm going to say it again because our listeners are listening, at least for myself, I tend to fall into a new groove of different types of music. So we're gonna fall into a new groove of music. Here's to that, Ricky. Entangled in the microphone cable.
I don't really have much to say.
End of the episode, just say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for being here, Ricky. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Christopher, thanks for being in Montreal. Thanks for sitting here with us to record this episode of William Shatner's Whiskeyteers. It was a great run that we had over here in Montreal with you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
Yeah, it always is. It's an honor to have you. You're great. You bring a lot to the table, a great energy to the table, and a great time. And We'll still be doing this digitally until the studio is open. And once the studio is open, you'll be calling right in or right back here in Montreal. Anyways, what are we listening to, and what's the time?
This has been William Shatner's Whiskeyteers. It's 5:59 in the morning. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. We'll be right back.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
تجري الانتخابات الفيدرالية يوم الاثنين 22 سبتمبر. تأكد من أنك مسجل بغرض التصويت. إذا كنت مسجلا فيجب أن تحصل على بطاقة معلومات الناخب في البريد. يمكنك أن تعرف من خلال هذه البطاقة مكان ووقت التصويت. إذا لم تحصل على واحدة بحلول 10 من سبتمبر أو إذا كانت المعلومات الواردة فيها غير صحيحة، فتفضل بزيارة موقع وكالة انتخابات كندا elections.ca. إنه تصويتنا. للحصول على معلومات رسمية حول التصويت وتدابير الصحة والسلامة المعمول بها، تفضل بزيارة موقع وكالة انتخابات كندا elections.ca أو اتصل بالرقم 1-800-463-6868.
You are listening to Fairness on CKUT 90.3 FM. Where you really want me to? Should I know my love for you is true?